And now the letters to the evening news. We heard earlier about the proposal to build a new car park at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and that this could cause patients to be dropped at Norwich Airport by helicopter and congestion near the A&E. You Revolt Me wrote, "This may be a crazy idea, but why not build a helipad onto the roof of the new building? Another crazy idea, but why not have an ambulance-only lane straight to the emergency department and bypass any possible congestion?" Resident Smith added, "Sounds like a classic case of go with the first idea that pops into your head and don't worry about any other consequences. How difficult is providing another 200-plus spaces for parking? I've never had a problem parking at the hospital, to be honest." Traders 5 wrote, "Don't be daft. Get that car park built and charge £3 per hour and raise another £3 million. Money is more important than patients." And John Fleming was shocked. "Oh dear, our civil servants and local authorities messed up again. Did no one see the need for a suitable sized car park and a suitable sized hospital before the NNN was built? Yes, let's build one small hospital to replace two reasonable-sized hospitals on the outskirts of Norwich and provide a small car park and charge huge amounts to use it. Britain in the 21st century." John Spaxman pointed out, "Everyone knew with a growing population that a hospital smaller than the previous one was never the solution, except those planning it. It's already been seen with the car parking that staff, patients and visitors require a large area given over to parking, and if services were to improve, then even more. A sick person, however ill, would feel if a helicopter is required, then they, for their own peace of mind, would wish to be landed at the hospital, not at the airport, when in busy periods a trip to the NNN would take an eternity. Planners, put yourself in the patient's position. Ask yourself, what would be the best for your own health? And you have an answer. Most of us will have already concluded." Norfolk Boy said, "The idea that helicopters could be prevented from landing is abhorrent. No development should be allowed to compromise helicopter landings. Some developers just don't care about people's lives, just about the money they can make." And finally, Russell Chap 3 wrote, "How often does the search and rescue helicopter land at the NNN? And if those landings, how many times is it urgent, life-saving care required? It would be nice to have the full picture to help form an opinion from an informed position. Surely, if a large helicopter needs to perform a forced landing due to power failure, a big farmer's field rather than next to a busy hospital is a better bet."
Chris Pill of Henstead Road in Heatherset responded to the article about cyclists in the Norwich city centre. "I understand that next month a council committee will be deciding whether or not to allow cyclists to cycle on 25 pedestrianised streets in Norwich at any time of the day. Have they gone completely mad, or is it that their obsession with cyclists has taken over all other considerations? Pedestrianised streets are there to keep walkers safe from any wheeled form of transport because, as we have just seen in London, walkers can be killed just as easily by a cyclist as they can by a car or a motorbike. Cyclists are even more dangerous as they are silent, a bell doesn't seem to be thought necessary, so how will blind or deaf or elderly people know when they're coming? I expect most cyclists in Norwich are careful, but there are some who are not, and I would have thought that health and safety would have been the highest priority in this situation. If this idea is proceeded with, will they rename Gentleman's Walk? I do think that the council have a duty to all citizens, but they seem to be prioritising cyclists, having spent several millions of cycle lanes, which they do not have to use, whilst at the same time making it more difficult for motorists and now pedestrians. Please, councillors, reject this daft scheme."